going to be happy. Then they're going to hate you because you kept them alive. You got to give them something to live for. It's more than that, because that's this big picture of what you're fixing to do. You're going to have to give them a reason. The frequency is dipping. That we're going to talk about that. You're going to hear about that till you're sick to fucking death. We promise you. But, yeah, it's going to be sickening, but it's coming. But the frequency is what's got people drugged down. It's got things low. That's good. That's when pandemics are most effective. It's when the human strata is low.
Okay. Okay.
Watch this. And
I gave some intimation of what's going on. It sounds like we've got COVID-19 right now, and then there's going to be the bacterial COVID, and then there's going to be a swine flu type of thing.
No, they're the swine's now. The swine's happening now. That's what's tearing. That is what is eviscerating China right now, because it's gone to the pigs. It's on the cutting boards. It's on the knives. It's in the processes now. They got wind of this earlier when they were starting to shut down all the meat production plants. Remember?
Yeah.
Because they didn't know
how
it goes, and now all of a sudden you can't get this. You go to Costco and they only have 4 pieces of meat. You can only buy one. They're having very critical positions now already because it's a problem, meaning they don't know, okay? So now it's morphed. Now if it goes straight into the animals and holds through slaughtering, now you have a whole new bacterial aspect. So now you're eating unclean meat.
That's
what's going to destroy. That's what's going to destroy the vaccine. You don't like vaccine, so we got it. That's what'll destroy it. Because if you're taking the vaccine and you're eating the thing that is the vaccine, it'll kill you. So the vaccine will kill you. Oh wait, you've been saying that all along. But now what's going to happen is there's going to be a spray that they spritz up like the Tamiflu. That's not a vaccine. That's something to help to ease the symptoms so that it soothes that place. You'll still go to where you have no taste, where you don't taste, but you'll be asymptomatic otherwise, except you lose all taste.
Wow.
No fever.
Yeah.
Zero fever, but you'll lose all taste. Well, you do that with the coronavirus now. But you'll lose all taste.
However, isn't it true, though, that if you use zinc, then that helps your taste buds? Can zinc treatment?
Yes, it is, but that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is that this new process is going to become the demise of the vaccine. See, the vaccine is the problem. That nobody wants to move until there's antibodies. Then antibodies are going to be the thing that does them in. Everybody's got antibodies that gets the swine is done. That's why it's going through the millions right now. Nobody's dying. That's why you keep saying, nobody's dying. 144,000 out of 4 million have died. More people die of gangrene. More people die of gangrene in years than that. How in the world is that going to work out? Because we're building. We're building an antibody, Carolyn.
All right.
If Scott's right, and we're going to do them all in, we might as well.
Yeah, I heard you. All righty. Okay, but so then my question is that for our people, we can keep giving them the zinc and the silver and
everything is great. But see, they're never even going to notice. They're never going to build antibodies, even if they get it. Some of them may get it. They'll freak out. Of course, they'll freak the fuck out. But Joyce, we all crazy. But they'll respond. But they'll be all right.
So our people on the products, they won't get infected. So they won't build antibodies, and they won't be susceptible to the next levels. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. That's correct. And even if they get it and exposed and get it, they won't die, and they won't build antibodies. That's the thing they're finding out now, is that not everybody builds antibodies.
Right, I saw
antibodies
that.
Antibodies typically are a given, kind of like the flu season. That's what they build one vaccine on. It's what antibodies are built in the other to go to the next. Mm-hmm. But they don't know what the next is going to be, so they take a shot at it, and people start injecting it into their body to see if it's going to be close or not. It's like Lord, nothing cats.
Okay.
They can just drink the thimerosal and call it a day. What do you think, Carol?
Well, that does kill everything. Okay, Bob. Bob's not in the room yet. He might have more on COVID, but
you mentioned, Carolyn, people are sitting around, but the economy will get booming. You say that's going to happen? Is that what you're saying?
No. The problem is becoming booming.
The problem? What's the problem?
Yeah. The you don't have to worry about the economy booming because people's health's going to go boom. It's going to become a more tragic issue.
Is this going to be before the election?
It's about happening right now. It's just about happening right now, Bob.
So, yeah, it'll be before the election. Right, so how will that affect the fake polls about fake Don Trump losing, fake? How will it affect reality?
Well, they don't even care. Because, see, even now, his bigger than anything that's ever been big, the biggest bigness that ever was big, has now been canceled. He's not even going to have his convention. So,
are the Democrats going to have one?
Yeah, virtually.
Why doesn't Trump have one virtually?
He can't. Well, they're going to have one. He's going to sing God Bless America or, you know, where was you? Well, he's going to play Fuck Me Hard in the Watermelon Hay and see if that makes the people feel better. Because it always helps us, of course, you know, having a little Zappa on our mind. But after that, that's all. They're going to North Carolina for foolishness.
Right. So his desire to get the polls about him way down is working.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because now it's over because everybody's dead and dying. Well,
so
the problem with the Democrats are is the Democrats is the one that's dying. If you polled who's dying of the coronavirus, it's about 3-1 liberal Democrats. But see, now you have to be careful because you got tons of Democrats. You got conservatives and liberals and Green Party and socialists and socialist Democrats and Democrat socialists. There's so many different kinds you can't even keep them straight. They're divisive amongst themselves.
So that's going to whittle away the resistance against Trump.
Well, maybe. They all hate. They would support Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They hate her guts. But they're going to support her to keep her inside. Otherwise, she'd change parties in a second. She would drop the Democrat Party in a second because she's a straight-up socialist. So, see, she wouldn't have any problem. She has no obligation to the Democrat Party. But the Democrat Party has got to have her and hers, so they're going to give her a bit of a shout-out, a pat on the head, a thank you for stopping by, or you're real smart. I don't know how this goddamn democracy has made it this many years without you. Telling us how fucked up we all are and have been for the last 244 years. You know, Bob, the normal stuff.
So she's going to be reelected.
Oh, yeah. There ain't even going to be an election. Everybody's dead in her little borough. Everybody's dead.
Well, her people are not dead. They didn't die.
Yeah,
they are. People voting for her.
Yes, they are. Yeah, that's where the most deaths have occurred total, is in her district. That was Hillary Rodham Clinton's district. More people have died in her district of Queens than anywhere.
Is that where that epicenter documentary was made? The epicenter?
The edge of it. No, that's just outside of it. You know where it's from, across from City Island? You know City Island. Just across from there was one little slot. And then it moves into her borough. It should be the club before Long Island, you know, before Long Island's eyes.
Yeah. So why do you say that's Hillary's place? Because it's Democratic Party?
That's where she was the congresswoman lady from.
Oh, is that right? Hillary was?
Well, she was senator. You can look it up. Yeah.
She was senator. Well,
whatever you this, call this, whatever
the
you
same
call
riding,
it. Yeah.
Same riding as Alexandra?
Same what?
Riding, district, whatever you got Americans call it.
Oh, yeah. The congressional seat, yeah.
The same seat.
Seat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I said divide something. They're all divided, the little groups, the nano parties. But you said,
well, now wait one second. Let's clean up.
What
clean
is
one
over?
Thing. We have to clean up one thing first. It is the same district, but now that district has actually changed since Hillary was actually in office. But it's the same people, but they moved the district over. So it's that. That's that. The borough is the same, but the district changed. So it was mostly what was Hillary's seat before, but it's very close. But it includes most of those people. Now, go ahead with your whatever you're trying to figure out.
Well, so that's why it was an upset when Alexander won, because the person who had taken over that from Hillary was supposed to be have Hillary's blessing, I guess, and
absolutely
he lost.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you said it's over. What's over? There's going to be no election. There's going to be nothing. Everybody's dead. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to vote. What is over? You said that 5 minutes ago. It's over.
Yeah, it's over. All this chiding and derision and trouble.
Oh, between Trump and Schumer and that? That's over?
Oh, no. They don't care. That nobody cares
so
about that.
So what are you
they're
referring
not even,
to?
They're not.
What are you
The battle. The battle. The battle.
Well, you just said they'll continue with Schumer and Trump.
Schumer's not battling. He's just trying
to make Pelosi points. Then. Pelosi.
Well, she'll vote for Trump at this rate. At the rate she's going today, she'll be standing up saying, God bless Donald J. Trump, Donald John Trump, the President of the United States, finest man that ever walked on God's earth. Oh, what a marvelous place this is. Let's don't make him president, y'all. Let's elect him to the Viceroy. Let's make him a Viceroy. We got the votes. Let's do it. Yeah,
so,
she's going to change. She has no choice. She's fucked up. She is fucked up.
Why is she going to change? Because she can't go with the left?
It really doesn't even affect the left. It's that the left's leaving her. The left is leaving her.
Okay.
Three lefts make a right, Bob.
Yeah, let's go back to the question.
Left.
What is over?
Yeah.
What is over?
Oh,
you said everybody too busy dying. They won't even go out and vote.
The battle.
Well, why is the battle?
They're not
going to
worry about the economy. They're not going to worry about the economy because there's not going to be one. They're not going to worry about restaurants closing because there's not going to be any. They're not going to worry about food being grown because nobody can grow food. They're not going to worry about pigs anymore because they're all poisoned. They're not going to worry about the atmosphere because it's just as they prescribed. It's through. It's through. It's through.
So people will just be going to food lines and starving.
Well, there's not going to be any food. They got to raise food, Bob. Nobody's raising food.
So people will starve.
Basically, if they don't just die of the virus. Anyway, so.
Right. So this bad thing that's happening in America, will it happen in other countries?
It already is. They just don't talk about it. Russia is a mess.
And
they're oligarchs. They're oligarchs. They ain't even doing good.
Right. I mean, they're dying from the pig level of virus?
Yeah. But they're not talking about it that way yet because they can't let that out. I mean, fuck George Burns, bless his heart. He's just trying to hang on. He can't even throw a ball out of the baseball game without throwing it to the third base or first base, trying to throw out the first pitch. I don't know how he became the candidate for baseball in the first place, but he can't even throw a ball close enough to get anything where close to what he's supposed to. Now he's supposed to be telling everybody how close they are to a solution of this coronavirus. Because it's merged, it's morphing. and they know it's morphing, that's why they're scared. You notice even Trump's got more concerned lately. Your last red box about shocked his world when we became almost quite the kind when you don't say fuck you and nigger and bitch ass and motherfucker and whore babe.
When you
and,
don't do that, you become contrite. Contrite.
Is that what it is? When we became contrite in last week's show, he got nervous. When he
what?
Started using good humor and nice manners, he was concerned because he was like, uh-oh, they're being nice. This is not good.
Oh, Trump heard that you became nice, not contrite, but nice.
Yeah, we almost were genteel with our language. Not quite radio phase, but we were close that you could almost produce something without offending too many of the little old ladies from the Dead Bob show.
Yeah, which person were you talking to when that mood happened?
Oh, the whole show. Well, you made us mess up one or two times when you were talking shit. But past that, we tried to be good if we could, so you didn't talk about us like we were a non-physical dog.
Right. So,
we say fuck too much. You say we say fuck too much, so we try not to say fuck. So fuck, we won't say fuck near as much as we used to say fuck. As far as fuck goes, we'll try to ease off of fuck.
So when you talk about the red box, I think of that as for the queen. But Trump has a red box also?
That's the same. It's a metaphor, Bob, that you created. And they listen to find out how the global community has to engage with you this week. Because have you noticed, Bob, how the weeks are going faster and faster and faster?
Yes. Yes. That. What's that mean? What's that mean?
Well, what have you noticed?
Well, I think the year's going by fast. What's that got to do with me or the world? Or
The quickness.
Yeah.
It's called a quickening. You know what a quickening is?
Yeah, Art Bell made that a famous word.
I know, but look it up and see what quickening means.
When the baby's moving.
When a baby's moving?
Yes. In the womb. That's right. That ingestate. That's exactly what's happening. Because now there's a bit of travail. The birthing pains are starting to be quickening. Very good. Karen's good. She's very good.
She's got, trying to get a bead on. You say a lot of people are going to start... What are people dying from? The pig virus or
sadness.
Number 21? 20.1? What are they?
Sadness.
Right, but are they dying? Is the virus no longer 19, no longer 20? Is it 20.1?
20.1. They're so sad they don't even know that.
Yeah, so Fauci knows that the CDC and whoever's got the authority there is lost. They know that.
Yeah, they're dying, Bob, they're dying from the nothingness. They're dying from what Thompson, William Irwin Thompson presented, the nothingness. And that's what they're dying of, is the nothingness.
Yeah, why is, when a Fauci keeps saying, wait for the vaccination, is that what he's told to say or that's all he knows?
He doesn't know what else to say. What can he say? Everything else he said has been wrong. That's what Trump said. He's like, why the hell y'all mad? Because we didn't listen to him. He told you everything. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't go inside. Don't go out. Stay outside. Go outside. No, don't go inside. Wait. Eat this. No, don't eat this.
We did that. Okay. So why Trump would recommend alternative therapies? Why doesn't he do that more? Or does he just say
care.
Choice?
He just wants to get the economy back going so people can say they had to change it monies. If they had to change monies, we're good.
So you just said they're not going to get the economy back. So how's that going to affect Trump?
Well, it's going to be tough, but we've got to work with it.
But you're saying that the polls, the voting ratios, numbers for Trump will go way down, and you're saying there's billions of people who are going to vote for him anyways. because they can't stand the Democrats.
No. If they would have better accurate polls if they weren't so stingy, Bob. They're cheap. And by cheap means that they only call, they only poll people that are landline. Do you realize you're about one of the last people on the earth that has a landline?
Hmm. And they only poll us?
They only poll landlines. They don't poll cell lines. Cell lines are more expensive to get those numbers to poll. But actually, most people don't have it. So you don't even have to lie or cheat. Most people that have a landline are the only people they're calling. And then they're running about 60% Democrats. Well, if you look at the numbers, that's about what it equates to.
So it's no difference. 60% of the people are on landline? Is that what you just said?
No. 60% of the people on landlines are Democrats.
Oh, okay.
And if you take that into account, if you take that into the skew, that explains all those polls perfectly. But do one with cell phones and make them blind so that they're not having to give their name, address, and their information. But you call them on the phone, so they got to know something. You know, they got to know something from a registered voter and not an illegal alien. Makes it
okay, let's go through some questions here. You referenced the TV show Fringe. Walter go to when they went to this similar world? Was that a different? Was that a realm or a parallel world? In
different times. When Walter went, it was a realm. When he brought Peter back, it divided and made it a world. It was another world. Once they brought Peter back, remember his son died from the disease?
Yeah.
And he went and got Peter from that world and brought him back. When they fell into the water, that changed it from a realm to a world. It shifted it.
Right. So when the female FBI, Vicky, whatever her name was, she'd meet her
Olivia?
Double. Yeah, Olivia.
Olivia?
Olivia. When she would meet her double in another area, was that a realm or a parallel world?
Most of those were in realms because rarely did they meet each other. Because, you know, one was a redhead and one was a blondehead. The redhead, when they divided it, that was merging worlds. Because remember at the very end when they were trying to put
I lost it. Okay. Olivia goes and encounters the redhead. Is that another world? Or if it's a realm,
that's
a
world
within
that's a world.
Yeah. When did she you go to a realm, that's within the world you're in. You're not leaving that world.
Correct. When Olivia was in the elevator of the World Trade Center going to see Billy, that was a realm. That was a realm. And it shifted into a world when he rang the bell. When Billy rang the bell, that converted that realm into a world. It can be divisive that way. That's like Hawaii is an island. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, that's an island. Is it part of the United States? Yes, today it is. But that could change. That could shift. So if it shifts or changes, that's like the difference between a realm and a world, or a province, or a continent, or a country. If you look at it that way, it softens it just a little bit.
Do you mean the name?
Island, which is separate.
But it has a different name, and you're calling that a different realm? If it leaves the United States country?
You have to divide it that way because they're subtle, Bob. They're subtle.
Okay.
Subtle.
Where did Walter go in the last scene when I think he goes off with the kid into the white light at the end of the whole series? Where was he going?
He left both world. He both left both world and realm.
Where did he go?
He made a pocket dimension that was made from global dynamics. A pocket dimension. It's like your 58.
I was just going to say that. You said the other day that we're in a little place at the end, Carolyn and Bob are in a little place at the end of time.
Yeah.
That's a pocket.
On just on the side of Battery Park.
Right, and that's a pocket, like you were saying.
You used to like Battery Park. We don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying that's a pocket.
Yeah.
Because you have used that word. You've used the word pocket before.
Trinity Church.
You've used the word pocket before.
Yeah. Right? You've referred Trinity Church, here at the wall.
So when we're in a place at the end of time, are you going to call that a pocket?
Unless you change it. You can change it. You change things.
Right. So Walter, who was me, is shown going to the pocket. That's what happened when we came here in 2008. We went into the fifth gate and a pocket at the end of time.
Correct.
Who is the corporation that owned Ghislaine Ghislaine Maxwell's home in New Hampshire? There was a corporation protecting her.
It was an LLC. It was He Lang is her husband's LLC.
What's an LLC?
A limited liability corporation.
And why doesn't the world know it was he who owned the corporation, or it was
he didn't own it? The LLC owned the LLC. Wasn't his corporation. They formed an LLC. It basically blind trusted the purchase in cash.
So he was hiding. That's how you hide.
Yeah, in plain sight.
Right. Okay, so it's not an elaborate corporate tourist industry.
They're not that serious. They just answer. They just into fucking, Bob. All they want to do is fuck. They don't care about nothing else.
Who's they?
Ghislaine Maxwell and her husband. Partner. And that whole cabal.
All right, so they like to fuck a lot. What was driving them? Their essential numbness, because they couldn't get any feeling?
Yeah, I guess. And then when she goes to prison, she'll be fucking in prison. It don't bother her. She takes them young girls in prison. It don't bother her. She's good. And that's why she ain't scared.
Yeah, so she's got women there she can have access to.
Correct. Well, of course.
Is she in Rikers?
With no men, so it's captive. No, if she's not. They should put her in Rikers. If she were in Rikers, they've emptied Rikers because of the virus. They sent all the criminals home, Bob. Pretty right. could live if the guards don't kill her.
She could live if she was at Rikers?
Yeah.
But she's somewhere else, so less likelihood of living.
She's in the same detention center where Epstein was. There in New York.
She's vulnerable.
Well, as Nancy Grace says, the jury's still out of whether she'll ever live to make it to trial.
mm-hmm.
You're supposed to laugh, Bob. That was funny. Nancy Grace is kind of ridiculous. And for her to say the jury's still out on whether she's going to live to go to trial, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, so the... if she's killed, then WikiLeaks releases her footage, films, documents.
Well, you say WikiLeaks. Let's just say it'll be released. It doesn't have to be from WikiLeaks.
Okay.
They've lost a lot of flavor, Bob. They're not high in the zeitgeist. They're not quite the new Tumblr. You know what?
Now,
why did they lose flavor?
Yeah, why did they lose flavor?
Because everybody's out of them. They're all out. They're outed. There's nothing. There's no mystique. There's no massage anymore. There's no massage, Bob.
Yeah, but they can still release documents, can't they?
Yeah, but nobody cares. They had them all right now. The FBI don't care. They've got all them tapes. They've got the tapes.
Mm.
They got all the tapes.
WikiLeaks can be an avenue for some other issues.
Yeah, if you want to. Whatever. Depravities you want to play with next week. You're quite prolific for a dark soul, aren't you?
At what? Prolific at what?
Prolific as the dark soul for depravity.
Oh, okay. So, the Basque language.
Connie's laughing at you.
Did the Basque language, was that connected to the Quathnites or some original continent, Yamaka zone, or it's just ancient, but not that far back?
medium ancient, but there's no time, so it basically becomes the crux of the matter. Can you go with that?
What,
crux of the matter?
You mean they're a marker place? Because before that is not unregistered.
Yeah. Kinda,
right.
Kinda, or not? Maybe not unregistered, but not noted. You go all the way back to the land of We're getting back to the land of
Are you saying Atlanta, Georgia, or Atlantis?
No difference.
Atlanta, Atlantic City. What is Georgia? Atlanta? Yeah, Atlanta. Atlanta is Atlantis?
Candy. Getting more to there. It's real close to Bimini.
Can other cities in other parts of the world be Atlantis?
Some can. Some can.
Based on their frequency?
Yeah. That's right. Good.
Now, the Basque
language... You're
getting
so good at this. You're getting good at this, Bob. Your questions are actually valid now. So exciting.
Okay. So the phonetic alphabet, is it long after the Basque language? Basque language existed long before writing
tomorrow.
Phonetic writing.
Tomorrow. Early tomorrow.
What is the phonetic alphabet?
Uh-huh. We just
and
went
what
through
is
that, so now that we're going back to
that's called verbum. V-E-R-B-U-M.
Oh, okay. Well, then verbum. It's hashtag verbum. Hashtag verbum, Bob. You'll see.
Mm.
So
the Basque language was not affected by the phonetic alphabet.
Right. Oh, that's what Carolyn can call it. Carolyn can call her new antimicrobial stopper. That's what she should call it. That'd be great. Get you some Did you get some I got some Yeah, That'd be fun. Tars,
So the Basque language is not connected to the Coathanite special regions of our legacy.
Correct. They will be, but they're not today. Because you don't have a legacy today. You have regions, but you don't have a legacy yet. You're building the legacy. You have to connect the dots, Bob. You don't. You hide in plain sight. So you have
to do
just that.
I said our legacy, that would be the Bob legacy. I didn't really mean it that way, but it could come across
that way.
Well, the history of language, there are some people put significance
There's
in the
no
Basque language.
OMG, what's the BFD? There's no damn language. Language is where y'all got fucked off the last time, Bob. There is no language. Everything is subjugation of what does this word mean? Well, it means that, no, it doesn't. Well, I don't know. It doesn't know. You don't know. He's in here saying
so
it's all about language, and language is what got you tangled up in the first place.
So a minute ago when you were grunting, that was your more original language.
Yeah. Still, that's what it's coming to. Uh-huh.
Is that because we're going back to source?
You are. Some of you are.
Hmm. Okay, next point.
See, you're doing it too. That's good, Bob.
Right.
You picked that. That's pretty good. You got to tell them we've been practicing again. We've been practicing for the really big shoe. So it won't be just, you know, just be a George Beverly Shea moment.
Okay, just a second. All right, so the next point.
Rally.
Arthur Croker recently, the other day, was saying on the McLuhan Marathon that he's interested in the fourth dimension. He's trying to relate McLuhan to the fourth dimension. Is that rather ridiculous?
Of course. He doesn't know what the third dimension is, so how's he going to pertain it to the fourth? He needs to be talking about Ezra Pound. Then he might get somewhere, but no, he can't quite fit that into his reticule, may he?
Right, so would the fourth dimension be what I mean by tactility? Interplay of senses, not a sense in particular?
Oh, We'd say yes, except you don't know what that means. You know what the words are, but you don't know how to apply the electric modality to a contrite mind. You're applying an electric modality to a contrite mind, and it never holds long. It'll hold for a second, but it won't hold long.
Yeah, so electricity is in the fourth dimension. It's an extension of tactility.
Well, good, because you still don't know what that is either. So good.
Well, we don't know what anything is. That was McLuhan's old favorite line.
Yes,
objects
you do,
are unobservable.
But you do.
Objects are unobservable.
You know what's not.
What do you say about objects are unobservable? What do you say to that statement?
We don't know. We don't know. We can't see them.
We can't. Right. I just shifted into another dimension or world. We're going to find out. I had a little piece of food particle on my computer here. It's quite visible. It's gone. Totally gone.
Damn it, man.
It doesn't disappear. So I shifted to another
realm. That's a realm.
Realm. Or
realm. That's a realm.
It's not there.
In this dimension.
In this dimension. Is this dimension the fourth dimension? What about the fifth gate? Is that fourth or fifth or sixth dimension?
No, Bob. That's the address. That's where you get your mail. The fifth gate's where you get your mail. Not where you live.
Is it a world? Well, where I get to the fifth gate.
Yeah. Oh, that's a realm. Yes, that's a realm.
Yeah.
We're going to screw it. Make a little pause. You're going to screw up your recording now. Okay. When A.M. had to come get Carolyn to make sure she got out, when she was going and he met her at the airport, which is the most obscure thing you'd ever want to do, fly all the way to Maui just to get her out to make sure him come through the gate. She had to go back through, which is you couldn't make that shit up if you wanted to. Okay, that's a connection between worlds, not realms. Carolyn could get out, okay, of the fifth gate, no problem, but not necessarily to this world. So he made sure that she connected not only the realm but the world simultaneously. So going through the gate, and she knew on the flight when it occurred.
Did he come when she arrived here or when she left here?
When she was leaving here, he came through the gate that she had to go out.
Leaving here in Maui or where you are?
Yeah, in Maui.
No. Okay, Carolyn, when he came and we visited him, he visited us. Were you leaving or arriving?
Leaving, I think.
So yes, I understand that Carolyn was leaving. So he helped her get out of here? Is that what you're saying?
No, he made sure that she connected realm and world. Otherwise, she might have made the realm, but she might not have made the world.
Where would she have ended up if she didn't make the world?
Somewhere else. Ask her like when she goes on her walk. She don't know sometimes.
Okay, so Croker talking about the fourth dimension, like Einstein or anybody else, they didn't know what they were talking about.
Of course, but they were real good at the part they didn't know what they were talking about.
In their mathematics about it.
Well, maceration.
M-A-C-E-R?
M-A-C-E-R. Like when you take dried fruit and put it in whiskey. You macerate it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It soaks up. You're rehydrating it.
Okay, I got that. Out. So, furry lens and archetype.
Not machinations.
Right, I know. So, furry lens is an archetype for American individualism, autonomy, and fuck you to everybody. I'll do what I want.
Oh, yeah. That's in your chart. Furry lens in your chart, Bob. Did you know that?
Is that represented by Rumpelstiltskin?
It represents what Rumpelstiltskin's supposed to represent.
Rumpelstiltskin represents what Rumpelstiltskin's supposed to represent. Nothing to do with Furryland.
Correct.
So Furryland is in the chart. In what way is Furryland in the chart?
In what I call the third reticule.
What's that? Reticule is a purse? Handbag?
Yeah, pocket. It's a pocket.
So, yeah, we don't have the name Furyland on the chart, but he's in the chart somehow.
Yeah, it's in the tiny note.
So what is the tiny note the whole chart?
No, just the tiny part.
Right. So what is that noise? Are you spreading something?
We're running water, living water. We have to make lots of it these days.
Are you in the factory?
No, we're here.
And you're making it. You're making it at home.
No, we're running it.
To do what with it?
I gotta get you ready to go. You're gonna need more water in about 1 second. Drink it like it's water.
Okay. So, is every president the Furyland archetype since JFK or before JFK?
JFK was tiny, so it's probably before and after.
Yeah, I'm thinking
he's
very small.
He's the smallest of the archetypes.
Every president since Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr.
Atwater. Don't forget Atwater.
Yeah, he was in there for most of them. And then George Bush, and then Obama, and then Trump. Every one of them had a problem.
Clinton had a problem.
Yeah, they all had problems since JFK. Eisenhower didn't seem to have much of a problem. And Roosevelt
Oh, yes, he did. He had lots of trouble. He just kept his problems to himself.
Right, so there was transparency that came in with JFK. Nobody could hide anymore. So
right, that's because of the Catholics. The Catholics caused that.
Right. The Catholics made sure that JFK was visible?
Nope, it's because of the mass. The mass made everything visible. That's what McLuhan was trying to get over, was the mass. So that he wanted to keep it where it was silent, where you couldn't keep up with the words. But instead, by hiding it, it made everyone aware. Everyone aware. Everybody saw that the emperor didn't have on no clothes.
Because they hid the emperor? What was hidden?
That the emperor didn't have any clothes on, that he was naked.
The mask made that possible in the JFK presidency.
That's correct.
They what, Carol?
They spoke it in English, not Latin.
Oh, okay. The opening of the Latin affected the presidency, Ion.
That's correct. It exposed it.
Yes. Now,
How does somebody with a terrible backache, a terrible back, almost discs that were hemorrhaged discs, how are they able to be quite the philanderer? How are they fucking everybody? Can't stand up. He's fucking everything with a be still. How does that work?
How did he do that?
Well, that's the whole rub. That's what nobody can quite figure out.
Well, you tell us how it got
the detail.
How did it happen then?
Well, he didn't do that. That's the point.
He was the philanderer.
No, he wasn't. They gave him that persona. They gave him that persona, which is why they had to kill Norma Jean.
Because she knew what was going on in terms of he never had sex with Marilyn Monroe.
But he wasn't. Oh, he did one time, but boy, it was a mess.
Right. So did Robert Kennedy have sex with her?
Yeah, they all did. She was easy.
But
Earth girls are easy, Bob.
What girls?
Earth girls are easy, Bob.
Yeah, but did Robert Kennedy, he was the actual philanderer more than his brother Jack?
Yeah. You can ask his wife. Mm-hmm. He had on him kids, but you could ask his wife.
And his wife had him.
Ethel. Remember Ethel?
Ethel had Robert Kennedy killed.
Yeah, she had enough. Well, she had enough. He's enough. He's just a damned old Kennedy.
Okay, so listen to this. So Trump,
we like Ethel.
He's the most, who liked Ethel?
We do. Still do. He's cool.
Okay, so note that, people. I like a murderer. And so don't try to be a good person.
Don't try to be a good person. You spend the rest of your day trying to figure out what a good person is.
What I was trying to say. So, Ionos, note, don't use standard morality as a guide for how Ion will like you or not.
Wheel of morality, turn, turn, turn. Wheel of morality, burn, burn, burn. Wheel of morality, spurn, spurn, spurn.
So Trump is the most exposed president ever. In a way, he includes all the vulnerabilities of every president since Kennedy.
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson had a lot of the vulnerabilities,
and was as
exposed as Trump.
Maybe more so, but there was mediocology then. See, there was no caught.
Yeah.
You were never caught. The presidency was something special. It was something priceless. It was something valued. So they never discouraged it. They never exposed it. It was Nixon they went after. It was probably the first. Any other time, they'd just kill him.
Right. So why did Wilson have so many scandals in his career?
The fall of the Eastern Front.
In World War One or the New England establishment of America? What's the Eastern
A little
Front?
Bit of both. A little bit of both. You might call it Eastern Upfront. The Eastern Upfront, maybe.
Right. Would the Rockefellers be part of that, or they were an older family?
Yeah, and the Habsburgs.
Mm. They fell after World War One.
You can't say it like that. They did, but you can't say it like that because it doesn't even apply like that. Because there's Habsburgs running around today.
Right. Okay.
Just saying.
I get it. Okay, so then.
Bob gets it. Bob gets it. That's a first. I've never gotten it.
Yeah. Why is Don Trump in the rock associated with the Garden of Eden in Sheila's painting? Why is Trump there?
He is the representation of old, I gotta say it right. You remember old Aung San?
Yep.
Okay. You know what old Aung San means? Where you say all our hopes renewed. He's in that painting because he is the representation of all our hopes renewed. Trump brings back hope to the hopeless. He puts pits into the pitless. He sets the point of order that gives them the chance to survive. They may not. Lord God, most of them won't. But they've got the hope that they might. That's enough. Hope of glory is as good as glory. You get some.
So that's the characteristic of what they call Trump's base. Trump's base is those who require hope.
And that's why it doesn't matter what he does, says, fucks, unfucks. No matter what he does, they're in. Well, that's Donald J. Trump. Yep, he saved the day. Yeah, he likes pussy, but he saved the day. Yeah, he lies, but so do we. And yeah, they do too. And yeah, he's got him on the run. That's the thing.
Is that base going to be the majority of voters to put Trump back in the White House?
It still is. Still is. But we can't even say there's going to be a vote. Remember, we said that already. Now all of a sudden, everybody's wondering if there's going to be one or not. Now they're questioning what we questioned, and we're going to see how it plays out. But if the Democrats keep dying, they're going to have to let the dead vote for him to even get a show.
That's right, Biden, so does that, that's Biden what?
Well, that's trying to get Biden a few votes. The only way he'll get any states at all is if they let the dead people vote.
Right, now he is, Biden, oh yeah, the mail-in ballots. Yeah, the mail-in ballots is a big scandal, a lot of mess with that.
Yeah, it is. Now, you know there's a difference between absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. You got that, right?
Yeah. Okay, so...
Did Carolyn say no?
She said yes.
She said yeah, with food.
Yeah, she's got it. So, listen to this, Ian. So, I think someone, I heard a journalist, somebody saying, no matter who wins, it's going to be yelling and screaming either way.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of litigation claiming that the votes were a scandal. No one will accept the outcome.
No. It's probably going to be the fall of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's probably going to be more like, and the, hey, look what nobody, hey, Bob, you're probably going to play this. We might as well say it. We're going to accuse you of this. We might as well say it. Hey, guess what? Check this out. What's the one thing that not one living soul is talking about these days? Even your stupid-ass, bitch, broke Matt Drudge. Nobody's talking about today. What's the one thing nobody's talking about?
Well, the FBI conspiracy against Trump.
Oh, they talk about him every day. That's all they're talking about. They were against it. They opened an investigation. The first time they told Trump about it, they'd already launched an investigation, and all of the Democrats knew it, and they was pimping him, trying to get words about Russia in the – they were telling him about the problem, and then he was the damn problem. Yeah, that's all you're hearing about now. Here's what you're not hearing. One peepa, the spooks. Who's talking about the CIA? Where's the CIA? CIA don't check on things. CIA don't know nothing. CIA don't testify about nothing. The CIA didn't see nothing about no damn Russian. The CIA don't know nothing about Ukraine, Ukrainia, monies, Biden, China, bumps, stumps, lumps, tumps, and stumps. Don't know nothing about nothing. Why ain't they talking about something? Why ain't they dropping a little memo? You're not getting a word. You know why? They're in it.
Because... They're guilty, or they want to topple the FBI as a competitor?
You see, let me just do that. It's multi-questions. You're going to have to get better at this.
You mean they're in trouble? Brennan, those guys are going to jail. CIA leaders are going to jail.
Brennan's FBI. He ain't CIA.
Well, whoever they are, whichever names they are. The guys who were the CIA guys in the mix.
But they don't even talk about them. That's the rub. They don't even discuss them. That's the whole point.
Why aren't they talking
about them? SEALs. That's the point. That's the $64,000 question. You want to go get Soupy Sales and the Gong Show to straighten that out. That's what you need.
So they're not talked about because they're going to jail.
No, they're not talked about because they're behind it. They're keeping it.
Are they working for Trump to clean out the swamp?
We'll see.
But they're behind the people, the reason certain people are going to go to jail. They're allowing that.
Yes, and that'll be a big to do on the that'll be big election news. But see, the problem is you have the uncivil left. The uncivil lefts are getting aggravated with this thing now because they're hearing too much about everything else. There's too many civil rights and not enough uncivil lefts. And that's coming.
What does that mean? The left is upset because they are getting a bad deal? What are you saying?
No, everybody's talking about, everything's talking about black lives. The civil rights. Civil rights has to do with Black Lives Matter. Melanated people, colored people, whatever you want to call it, whatever that is. Okay, and they're making a big to-do about all that. But then meanwhile, they're killing themselves and each other real fast. Okay, but then that's the civil rights movement, NAACP, the coalition of colored people kind of thing. You can't say colored no more. So then you got this thing that's being presented as the epitome of everything wrong. Police is wrong. Government's wrong. They're all trying to make you socialist, but now they're presenting a socialist regime, and they don't like it. Socialists have the best police officers in the world. They're trying to be social democrats without any police. Well, that turns
who's
into,
presenting? Fucked up there. Who's presenting the socialist regime? Who's presenting that?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie, Pocahontas, Schumer, Nasty Pelosi, Joe Big Back Buck Biden, Obama Nation, all of Hollywood, they're trying to present us into going into socialism where everybody gets the same thing, you know, like it used to be in Canada when they had something.
Mm. Okay.
So now that everywhere that works, you gotta have you gotta have police in order to work that out. Well, they're trying to get rid of, they're trying to make the government be in charge of everything and get rid of the body that's supposed to take care or make sure the government controls everybody. It's backward. And they got now get this, they got anti-fascists acting like fascists to prove the point that socialism is best. Now do you know why we was talking about tea with Mussolini before it mattered? Now, thank God you got your cartoon in time, because they're using anti-fascist, that's the Antifa, Antifa Sola. The Antifa is using fascism to prove that socialism is the way to go. And we're not going to have it unless you go our way. Not the fascist way, but communist way.
You want to go the communist way? Is that what you just said? You want to go the communist way?
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're forcing.
Yeah, but you put yourself in there. You said something about you.
Oh, well, we represent that body. So that's the way they want to roll.
What body?
The body, the tech body. They're part of the tech body. Mom.
I actually took the Wyndham Lewis quote and put communism on the astral body. That would be you.
Yeah.
So the astral body, the communist environment.
It is. It is.
You're picking up on
inclusive.
That. You were
can't
picking up
away
on me
from
saying
it.
That the other. You were picking
can't
up on me saying
it.
That. You were
can't
picking up on
it.
Me saying that.
Can't get away from it.
You were picking
it.
Up. You were picking
can't
up
get
on
away
me.
From it.
You were picking up on
there's
me saying that the other day, right?
There's
hey,
an
what,
echo.
What's your problem?
No problem. That's what we said.
What'd you say?
That the fascist. The anti-fascist, the fascist, Antifa, is using fascism to prove that communism is the way to go.
I'm taking your sentence. You said you're not going to have that unless we go communist. Uh-huh. You're pro-communist?
Right. We have,
why is that?
That's what we have to go with the girth. They're going to die. So we go with whatever they want.
Who's going to die?
We get the little men, those that don't ascend.
That's the girth?
It is. It's all about
the girth,
girth
of the,
Bob.
Is that the body politic, the girth of the body politic?
Well, it might be the body of Christ if they don't ascend. It might be. A man's, the debt that all men must pay might be death. The wages of sin is death. So they may die, Bob.
So why is Mussolini a big icon? Because fascism took over, and that's Mussolini's
because
world?
Because fascism made way for socialism and communism.
Okay, so
when fascism was obsolete, what was retrieved?
Capitalism.
There you go. And now what are they trying to topple now? And then why do you get, you big old bold-ass, baldy-ass, dark soul fucker, you get up there on the damn radio and tell everybody that when capitalism fails, that's where we come in. Just big as life. Just big as life. We're like, oh, Lord,
so
Jesus.
We're, So
Bob's
in the line
in
of
the soup again.
In line of you just saying that, in the line. So we, Bob saying communism comes after capitalism if he's aligned with Ion.
That's what he said. Yeah.
I didn't say it, but you're saying it. You're saying
We was mocking you. We didn't say nothing. We was mocking you, you dark.
Yes, you did.
Don't
you
turn
said
this on us. Don't turn this on us. You can't.
Recorded.
You're not even qualified to be a part of this conversation. What are you talking about?
I fake turning on the recording. It ain't being recorded,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, nice. That's good. Well, the quality's no good anyway, so that's okay.
Yeah. So what? Back to the election. You're saying it is possible. Listen to this. It's possible that the election is not going to happen. And I saw that today. People are saying disasters are coming. Eight reasons why Election Day could be a disaster. But let's say they don't have an election. Then they'll all be fighting over Trump being a dictator. Now, if he won, they'll be fighting over him being a dictator. There's going to be a lot of noise about Trump, no matter what happens, from now on, for another 4 years?
Oh, yeah. 16 years, probably.
Yeah, does,
probably
does Trump
16 years.
Does Trump feed on that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he jones on it. Yeah.
He likes it. He likes the noise.
Oh, yeah. It makes his dick hard, Bob, just like you.
Right. Now,
although
he,
it don't take much to make your dick hard, though, but you know how that goes.
Yeah. Are you saying 16 years total or 16 more years from this November?
Probably 16 years more, but we'll have to see at this stage. Depends on how it goes.
It'll be a pretty sad country unless we have input. Indem has input.
Yeah.
Would you say America is the best place to live in compared to other countries around the world?
No, but it's in the yarmulke, so you got to stay.
Okay. All right.
They're all going to die. When they all die, they're all going to die, so don't worry about it. You know, forget about it.
Forget about America.
All of it. Don't matter.
Yeah. It'll be here, but won't be many people here.
It all boils down to lipstick and cocaine, Bob.
Yes. These child pederasts, are they looking for some kind of blood from the children to get longevity?
No. It's the modality. It's the same thing. It's the orgies that Boris Balkan and Hilda used to go to. The worship of the devil and dark stuff and the angelic realm. It's anything they can use to take them outside of this condition, so they're not judged by this world. See, in the demonic, it's like a denomination of demonic. It sets them apart. The Church of Christ, William W. Armstrong, the Church of Christ was outside of it. They were not of this world. They were in it, but they were not of this world, you see. That was the thing. They were higher than that. So they weren't
The Church of Satan or Herbert's Church, Worldwide Church
both,
of God?
They're both. Both. What's the difference? They're both separatists. They're both separatists.
All right.
Satan
so,
will let you come to his church, and Armstrong will let you come to his church, as long as you behave.
Right, and you were saying... it's not a search for eating children's blood.
No. They might eat some, but it's not necessary. It's not what they're after. It don't get them off.
Do they want, is there something that does get them off, some substance?
No. But anything that does doesn't last. So whatever it is, now they've got about as crazy as a Betsy bug now. So there ain't much left. You know, it's a race to the bottom. We said that once or twice, haven't we, Bob?
Yeah, the Ghislaine Maxwell crowd. How many of them?
Look here. Let's just clean this up.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. Not Ghislaine.
Not Ghislaine. It's Ghislaine.
No.
How many people were in their cabal, in the Like the Fuck gang?
8,402.
One.
And when?
One of them died.
8,402. Now, did that start in the 80s, the 70s, or the 60s, that gang?
We don't know. People have been fucking a long time, Bob.
But that cabal, you singled them out. Are they of special origins, during the Reagan years?
A little bit before. It really capped out right at the tail end of Jimmy Carter. Remember the bicentennial? Bicentennial, 1976. Yeah, that's the bicentennial.
What do you mean it capped out? It stopped or it started or what?
No, it capped, meaning it became something and didn't do much more after that. It became the fullness that it was. It didn't get more than that.
So the 8,000 were—I don't think you mean the 8,000 were members at that point.
They come in. Full 8,000. That's two come in, three leave, two come in, back and forth.
So when did the Clintons enter it? When he was governor of Arkansas? Is that when they entered it?
Yeah. That's when the Rodhams were trying to buck up.
Yeah, because they had gotten advantage over the China deal with Nixon. And they brought in Walmart.
Yes, they created Walmart. Don't say Walmart. It wasn't Walmart. It was Sam Walton. And you know why it was Sam Walton?
No.
Because the Zimmermans wouldn't play.
Weren't in
they
play.
Had the same, this... would not play.
Is that the Bob Dylan's family? Zimmerman?
No.
Okay.
No, Raymond Zimmerman.
Okay. I have here a statement. We don't need to have a spot. Could that mean this phone system we have? Oh, yeah. That came up in some way on Tailgate, and people said, anybody can hack anything. How are we unhackable, our spot here?
The way you're... The reason you're not you're unhackable is because you're unknown.
If we were known, we'd be hackable.
They could find you to hack it.
Right. Okay, that's good. The latest story is about Trump is that he's crazy. Is Trump going crazy under the pressures of what they think is a bad scene?
No.
All right. So when he walked home from the rally, I don't know if it was the Rushmore rally. No, it was the one that, nobody showed up or something. And he had his tie undone, and he looking haggard in a way he never looks as he's returning to the White House. That was all faked by Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did QAnon get hacked?
No, it got evaporated. We've got enough.
Okay, it's QAnon.
We got evaporated.
You had a term for them. They were something from the astral plane, from non-physical, a phenomenon, a bump.
It's part of us. It's part of us.
Right.
We are that part of us.
So did you pull the plug on it, or other humans?
Well, we told you 2 weeks ago we'd had enough. Madeline doing all that bullshit, running all this kind of crazy stuff. And it's like, okay, I see. And then all of a sudden that medium became more than the message. So I don't know past that. So then what happens is it starts applying. When it starts applying, they start listening to the medium more than the massager. That doesn't work. So time to go. So I don't know where you had to go when the volcano blows.
The astral plane part of the bump, or the non-physical part of the bump, was deflated? You deflated
it? We used the part of it we wanted. And it can be obsolesced and then maybe retrieved if it serves us, but now it's being barbecued.
Because they went mainstream. They're not being barbecued because they went mainstream.
They didn't go mainstream. They're not mainstream now.
Okay. All right.
I mean, there's only 8,000 people got hacked in the first place, for God's sake. Wasn't anybody involved? And then this one told two friends and link, art link letter, and go get Kitty Carlisle and see if you can make something out of that.
You're saying the audience for QAnon wasn't that big?
Correct. Well, it was just a handful of people. Most of it was Madeline typing to herself.
Now, you would say, okay, let's say they had 5 million people in the QAnon phenomenon. But when you talk about mainstream, you're talking about huge audiences. American Idol, those kind of things is where you see an audience is. There might be 20 million people responding to that TV show.
Give or take. It's what bumps into.
Yeah, and that's what you... So when you're talking about real, quote, influence or visibility is when you're up there in the 20, 30 million. That's your standard. You're noteworthy to get to that level. That's your numbering. That's your status.
Give or take. But depends. See, now you're taking the zeitgeist trying to prove the anomaly. You're using the zeitgeist to prove the anomaly. And that works out real good until one is foreign or false. When one is foreign or false, then the whole thing goes away. And so we don't get caught in that trip too much, too quickly. It's awkward.
You don't go by
you
the...
You understand?
You don't... What? Backwards? What was that last word?
Awkward.
Do you say you don't follow the Nielsen ratings?
Oh, no. No. We believe them because we control them. See, anything
right.
We know we can control and change, then it don't matter. That doesn't apply. Because we can just shift it.
Sure.
We can just change it. Okay. Nope,
right.
That's not true. Got to learn to tell the difference between facts and truth, Bob.
Yeah. So the tech body is going to put, it's going to name Trump as president, as the winner of the election. Now, if there is no election, the tech body still supports and says Trump's in charge. The tech body is going to make Trump be in charge for the next 4 years, regardless of how he gets there.
Yeah, right. Of course, because that's the way it applies.
Right. So Trump is an archetype, and he's in the Garden of Eden. That's the Garden of Eden after the fall. So that's social mortar. So he's a key figure in the history of social mortar.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna be the one they recall. He'll be the one they remember that was. When they remember what was, they're going to go, oh, yeah, Donald J. Trump. Have you ever seen a president sign so many things and his signature is like a billboard? And he holds it up and shows his signature. He's so proud of his signature, he can't stand it. No other sitting president ever has held up every time he wrote his name, he held up. He's like, look, Mom, I learned how to write. I can write now. I got me a big old magic marker, big old felt tip pen, and do my little scribblings. And I'm going to show you my little scribblings. It's like a little kid when he paints and colors in the lines. He holds it up so you can see what he colored. Like that.
Right. And how is the signature, Carol?
Oh, you should see it. It's like
it's big
like billboard-ish.
When I was saying that, I saw him doing it on a Twitter feed, signing something.
It's a big scroll.
He holds it up.
Yeah, you can see it. He's done it a million times.
Every time he shows it.
What were your terms for describing his signature, Ion?
That he's so proud of everything he signs. He's so proud of everything.
Is it a legible signature?
No. No, it's worse than your scribble scrabble, Bob.
Okay. Why are people shooting each other in Chicago? Is that just a response to the frequency change in the AL2SO4?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because China, Chicago had the stigma of being a mafia origin that the violence
but
is sort
not
of fits
mafia.
With them?
No, it's not mafia, Bob. No, it's
I
pork
know,
bellies.
But yes, but what's that mean? Pork bellies. Is that
that's where they make
industry?
All the meat. All the meat comes out of Chicago.
slaughterhouses are all there in Chicago.
So that's the meat frequency is out of sync with the flipping of the poles frequency?
Okay, we like that.
Yeah, the
doesn't exactly apply, but it's good.
Well, what does
it's
apply?
Close to it's as close to Orion's belt as you're going to get tonight, so that's good.
Right. Well, what does make Chicago's frequency be out of sync more than other cities?
The frequency of the Parthenon.
In Athens, Greece.
Greece.
It affects Chicago. It affects Chicago.
It's on the other side of Chicago.
Uh-huh. Is Chicago take the name? What does the word Chicago mean? Is it an Indian word?
Who knows?
Native American.
They make it up.
We don't know what it means. The name is not a factor there. It's the fact that it's opposite Athens.
Correct.
So
that's right.
That's like Lubach and Rixdorf in Berlin. There's a similar tunnel.
Very good. Very good.
Similar tunnel and intensity. So the people are responding to the intensity of that environmental effect there in Chicago.
They are indeed.
All right.